preparation made by God.
在以弗所第一章里面，神做了三样的准备。
The Bible says predestined, or God has willed that the things would be would come true in the future.
神已经预先知道将来所要发生的事。
Ever since the foundation of the creation, God has predestined that people ought to come to believe in Him and receive the wonderful message of gospel.
从创造的起头，神就知道人会相信他，而且接受他的福音。
So that people, by means of the redemptive blood of Christ, become the children of God.
所以我们可以借着神的救恩而成为他的儿子。
Redemptive blood of Jesus Christ.
他救赎的血。
In all which He said on the cross enables us to become the children of God.
是在他从十字架下留下来的，可以让我们成为他的儿子。
Now, there's a second point in verse 9 up to 11 that everything in the universe, heaven above and earth on this earth, everything will be united in Christ as one.
第二点是从九节到十一节，在天上地下一切所有都要在基督里同归于一。
Everything will be united in one if one subjects himself or herself to the words of teaching.
每样是世界上一切所有的都要归于一。
Because of the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ and because of the presence of the Holy Spirit, people ought to be united into one.
因着主耶稣的教导，我们。
Holy Spirit also plays an important role to unify people.
圣灵在这里也扮演一个重要的角色，来使所有的人同归于一。
Number three, the third kind of a promised act of God, referring to the giving of the Holy Spirit as the guarantee for our inheritance in the future.
第三点就是，他要将圣灵赐给我们做要。
But this must be initiated by the possibility of hearing the words of truth, the words of truth or the gospel of salvation.
可是要得到天国福气之前，要先听到福音，而且接受这个救赎的道理。
Therefore, we like to study the topic about the gospel of salvation which you have heard.
现在我们要来说的就是你要听到的得救的福音。
We remember the Lord Jesus Christ on His ministry on this earth preached about the kingdom of God.
主在世上传福音的时候，他讲到天国的道理。
Because He is God Himself, the Word made flesh on this earth so that people can see the glory of the Heavenly Father.
因为耶稣是神。
With the full humanity and full divinity, Jesus wants to bring the heavenly kingdom down to the present human plane.
本着他完全的有人类的特质，而且有神的特质，他要把天国带到人间来。
But the message is very simple, that one ought to repent and come to believe in Jesus Christ.
他所宣传的很简单，就是我们每个人要悔改，而且相信他。
To his own Jewish circles, he preached the message about his own identity as the Messiah, as the Son of God.
在犹太人的社会圈里，他传讲他自己是弥赛亚。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is the one who has been prepared or has been prophesied in the Bible.
他就是那个从旧约圣经一直预言的人。
The true Messiah, true King.
真的弥赛亚，真的王。
But one must come to a stage of repentance, a change of mind, a change of behavior in coming to the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个人要从生活以及习惯上改变，来相信主耶稣。
But Jesus wants us to be to fulfill the righteousness of God by entering through the right way of salvation.
主耶稣要我们承受他的义，从他指示的方法。
Therefore, his message when he delivers to his disciple is like this.
当他把这个讯息传给他的门徒的时候，是这样讲的。
In order to carry out the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, people must heed and hearken to the teaching of the Lord and of the disciples.
为了要完成他的工作，我们需要听他使徒所传讲的道理。
The Lord's commission, the message, is recorded in the last few chapters, last chapter of Matthew and of Mark and Luke.
主耶稣所吩咐的记载在四福音里。
The last end chapter, the end chapter of the Gospel.
在四福音的后面几句。
In chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, Jesus commanded that the disciples had to go out to preach to the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Ghost, namely in the name of the Holy, of the Jesus Christ.
在福音书的末了，神吩咐他的信徒要让世界上的人在他的名下受洗。
In the name of Jesus Christ, to receive the baptism for remission of sins is very important message.
为了要除去罪，在用神的名受洗。
Then in Luke chapter 24, let's turn to that verse.
请翻开路加福音第二十四章。
From verse 44,
路加二十四章四十节。
Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you earlier." When I was still with you, verse 44. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. In Luke chapter 24, verse 45. Now.
24章45节.
Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scripture. Verse 46.
46节.
He told them, "This is what is written: the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day." 47. And repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Verse 48.
18.
You are witnesses of these things. Verse 49. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Two key words are imparted to the disciples.
在这里很重要的两个字眼。
One is when you preach the gospel, you ought to make people repent.
第一个就是当你传福音的时候，你要使他们悔改。
Then you have to, they have to ask, they have to receive the forgiveness of sins.
而且他们要接受除去罪的。
And forgiveness of sin, of course, is made possible by washing our sins in the name of Lord Jesus Christ at water baptism.
要除去罪的方法就是在神的名下洗礼。在主耶稣的名下洗礼。
Then that we come to what the Lord Jesus Christ says about the true teaching, the true way, so that one can and with which one can enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们要来看什么是主耶稣所教导真正的方法。
In John chapter 3, this has been very commonly read by Christians.
在约翰第三章。
Jesus teaches the way of salvation or the way of rebirth to a person named Nicodemus.
在第三章，耶稣教导尼哥底母要怎么重生，怎么出去。
And if we read carefully, then we know Jesus teaches not only a general truth, but also a particular demands for one to enter the kingdom of God.
我们如果仔细的读的话，耶稣在这里教导我们怎样进天国。
In verse 3, he says, unless one be born again, is born again, can he begin to see the kingdom of God?
在第三节讲说，人如果不重生，就不能见神的国。
Of course, there are two implications in this word, rebirth, of being born again.
在这里重生可能说到两个意义。
One is the way of rebirth is given from heaven. From heavenly way.
第一个意义就是从神重生的人。
In John chapter 1, verse 12, John describes two ways of birth. One is human flesh, the others from God.
约翰第一章这里说到两个重生的，第一个是
两个生的方法。
第一个是从肉体生，第二个从灵里生。
With the human flesh, we have a natural birth.
我们肉体有自然的生产。
From verse 12, you see that one can be born in flesh according to the natural way.
在十二节说，人可以用自然的方法生成。
But that verse 12 also says that one can have a particular way of being born as the one of the children of God.
可是人也可以用另外一个方法来成为神的儿子。
And this is not the human way.
这个就不是神的方法。
It's a divine way.
这是用神的方法。
It's a way of birth from coming from above, from God.
这个是从上面生的方法。
So Jesus refers to if you want to become one of the children of God, you need to be born again from above.
在这里说，如果要成为神的儿子，要用神的方法。从上面生。
That to say, you do not generate any person in a human way.
也就是说，不是像人自然生产的。
But Nicodemus couldn't understand this, so that he asked, "How can an old man like me be born again from mother's womb?"
可是在这里，尼哥底母他不了解，要一个长人要怎么再重生呢？
母胎生出来。
从母胎重生出来。
Verse 5, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
在第五节说，我实在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
Jesus' commission to preach the gospel already carries, that Jesus commissioned the gospel carries the meaning of rebirth.Regeneration.
耶稣的福音已经说到要重生，而且
好了。Then we could see the disciples of the Lord carry out the commission of Jesus in the preaching the gospel of salvation.
在这里耶稣说到要怎么重生。
Let's turn to several examples in the Acts.
翻开《使徒行传》。
Number one, the targets or objectives of our preaching the gospel is directed toward Jews or God-fearers.
第一个传福音的方向是向犹太人传福音。
Jews or God-fearers refer to those who believe in God.
像犹太人或像敬畏神的人传福音。
Therefore, the message must be concerned with Jesus' messiahship.
所以要传给他们的话语就是耶稣是弥赛亚的道理。
Because many Jews have been waiting for the coming of the Messiah, and yet they failed to see that Jesus is Messiah himself.
因为所有的犹太人都在等待弥赛亚的来临，可是他们却没有能够了解耶稣是真的弥赛亚。
And for the most part, Jews are very devout. They fear God very much.
犹太人都很敬虔，而且都很敬畏神。
Just like present-day Christians, many of them are very zealous and very God-loving, and they have done a great deal for the benefit of society.
就像在今天有很多犹太人都很热心的做很多有益社会的工作。
Even Christians today, they also show love and their zeal and do many good things to society.
他们也做很多慈善的工作。基督徒也做很多慈善的工作。
But one thing the Bible that teaches us about, God wants to see so many devout and good.Morally good and sound Christians to become truly the people of God in the sight of the Lord.
可是神真的要我们做，就是要让这些敬虔的人成为他的子民。
Then we can turn to Acts chapter 10 as a primal example.
请看《使徒行传》第十章。
In the household of Cornelius, we could see a lot of good people because they actually God fearers.
在哥林牛的家中有很多都是敬畏神的人。
They pray to the Lord, they practice charity, and they lead a very pious life.
他们全家敬畏神，多多周济百姓，而且常常祷告。
And yet, the Lord Jesus Christ commissioned the Apostle Peter to preach the gospel salvation to this household.
在这里神要彼得去传福音给哥尼流家里。
With the initial hesitancy, Paul and the Apostle Peter changed his mind because Jesus commanded that he must go.
在彼得刚开始接到这个信息的时候，很犹豫要不要去。后来他还是去传福音。
Because God wanted to choose this group of people so that they could change, they could change from a status of a good people into that of a righteous people in God, in the presence of God.
神在这里决定要把义人变成他的子民。
Then we could see the message of the Apostle Peter from verse 34.
在第三十四章可以看到彼得所讲的话。
The main thrust of the apostolic message given by Peter in this passage simply is this: that God is impartial. God wants the people in the world to be saved.
在这里，主要彼得所要宣传的信息就是。神不偏待人。
Especially those who are devout and those who are pious and fear God would be accepted.
特别是那些虔诚的敬畏神的人将要被他接受。
And especially people who have received the water baptism of repentance given by John the Baptist must receive the water baptism of remission of sins.
还有特别已经接受施洗约翰悔改的洗的人也要接受他的洗礼。
Because with the blood of Jesus Christ, the real function of cleansing sins could be thus be fulfilled.
因为借着他的洗礼可以洗去人罪。
Then the message is about Jesus has become the risen Lord. He is the true Messiah.
在这里说到耶稣是真的弥赛亚。
And that we are the disciples are the witnesses.
使徒就是他的见证人。
To preach that Jesus will become the judge of the whole world.
我们要宣传耶稣会成为全世界的审判官。
Because of his name, people can receive the remission of sins.
借着他的名，人能够得到使罪得赦。
Because of Jesus' name, sin could be washed away. Because Jesus has done the salvation on the cross already.
因为他的名可以洗去我们的罪，因为主耶稣已经在十字架上留下了宝血。
Then in that crucial moment, the Holy Spirit came upon the people who are listening to the teaching of Peter.
正当彼得在宣讲的时候，圣灵就降在听道理的人身上。
They could speak tongues and they magnify God, and they receive the same spiritual experience as did the apostles and Peter and other 112.
这些听到的人就受了圣灵，而且赞美神，就像使徒得福音一样，就像使徒得到圣灵的时候。
On the day of Pentecost, the promised Holy Spirit eventually came to the people who had prayer.
就像在五旬节的时候，使徒们受圣灵的情形是一样的。
Then they speak tongues, they magnify God, they could actually see and hear how the Holy Spirit came upon them.
他们就开始用灵言祷告，而且赞美神。
And then those people having received Holy Spirit were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这些人后来就在神的名下，在耶稣的名下受洗。
So we could see these two things. They wanted to accept Jesus, and the Holy Spirit gave them as the taste or as the evidence of a divine approval, and then they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.For remission of sins.
在这里可以看到一个次序。首先，他们从心里要接受神，然后圣灵就降在他们身上。后来，他们就洗礼，洗去他们的罪。
Then we might argue that the Holy Spirit is already present. Then one will receive Holy Spirit upon his believing Jesus.
有人可能讲说，在信主的时候就已经有圣灵了。
But the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ want to convince them.That we need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
可是使徒在这里特别吩咐我们要为了圣灵祷告。
Many people could have been moved by the Holy Spirit to to be pricked in the heart to feel the need to accept Jesus and also to recognize Jesus as the true Savior.
有人受圣灵的感动，要认识耶稣是真正的救主。
But the Lord wants to lead them into the right path of salvation, to be born again from water and from the Holy Spirit.
可是主要将他们领到正路，要奉他的名悔改受洗。
As we have studied earlier, that the expert will provide us with a very good text about the way and right way of salvation.
在《使徒行传》上面说到很多正确得救的道路。
Jews and God-fearers will receive the gospel message about Jesus and his messiahship and how the Lord has become the risen Lord and they must accept the water baptism for remission of sins.
在这里犹太人 和敬畏神的人相信主耶稣是弥赛亚然后接受了赦罪的洗礼。
Then when we turn to the Gentiles, the unbelievers,
再来当福音传到外邦人的时候
the gospel of truth also emphasizes Jesus as a savior because under heaven there is no other name by which we can be saved.
他们的福音 传讲说天上地下只有借着耶稣的名才能够使人得到救。
And that the Gentiles must also accept Jesus and his gospel.
外邦人也要接受耶稣还有他的福音。
Therefore, in Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul talks about the effectiveness of the gospel, which is the power of God.
在罗马书一章讲到福音的重要性。
Let's read the Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
请翻开罗马书一章十六、十七节。
The scope of gospel has been expanded from to the Jewish people to the world, which includes the Jews and the Gentiles.
福音要传讲的方向已经从犹太人的范围扩大到所有的人类。
Of course, the idol worshippers must repudiate idol worshipping and come to the true God.
所有拜他的人要放弃他们原来的偶像，然后拜耶稣。
Then the gospel should be their center of concern.
福音要成为他们
终身追求
他们终身追求的目标。
Then let's read chapter 16. I think this is a bit familiar by scripture.
看十六节是很熟的，大家很
熟。I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. First for the Jews, then for the Gentile. Verse 17.
七节。
For in the gospel, righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to the last. Just as it is written in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, the righteous will live by faith. We could say this is the grand thesis of the entire gospel salvation written in the Romans.
在十六节、十七节就是罗马书信仰的中心。
Number one, the gospel is the power of God, which is able to save those who believe.
第一点，这福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
No matter you are Jew, the one of the chosen people, or the Gentile, the non-chosen people, as long as you want to believe Jesus, you want to accept the gospel, then the righteousness of God could be revealed.
在这里，不论是犹太人或者是外邦人，只要你相信耶稣基督，就能够得到他的救赎。
Thus we are led to the discussion in the main section of Romans. That is.Faith which justifies the believers.
在罗马书所要讲的主要主题就是人的信心要成为自己的审判。
人借着信来被神称义。
人要因着信被神称义。
And this is a very important message because we like to see the entire church history.How Martin Luther and his reformed church, also called the Lutheranism, changed the entire course of history in the past, in the medieval age.
Martin Luther 的传教在中世纪的时候改变了人对宗教的想法。
For example, in the past, Catholic Church would have all power to control the minds and the words and the deeds of the people in medieval Europe.
在中世纪的 欧洲天主教掌控了所有的宗教权力。
The church has the absolute power to interpret the Bible, and also it has the power to determine the future course of one's salvation.
宗教就是教会有绝对的权力来决定一个人是否能够得救。
They advocate one of the decrees that beyond or outside the church or Catholic, no salvation could be acquired.
他们的论点是说，如果不是信天主教的，就不能得到救。
But Martin Luther tried to change this. He tried to state that everyone has the same approachable access to God's words.
马丁路德在这里强调说，人只要有信主耶稣的方法，
You can approach the Bible and receive the teaching from the words, and then you can be justified through your faith on Jesus Christ.
如果一个人自己读圣经，而且了解，然后因着信就能够称义。
Because God has a treasure, what is most important in one's life, that is faith.
在这里强调。人生最重要的事就是信仰。
Therefore, in the German Bible, in all the exposition of faith, justification by faith, we could see the exaltation of this word, faith.
在所有的翻译本里边，我们都可以很清楚地看到信仰这个字眼，信这个字眼。
But the German Bible says, only by faith, nothing but faith, which would make would enable people to be justified.
在德文的圣经翻译本说，只有借着信才能够让一个人成为义。
And therefore, the English Bible also say, only nothing but by the faith you are justified.
在英文的翻译本也是一样的说，人要因信而称义。
Therefore, the idea about mere faith, mere by faith, becomes a catchword for people who like to see the salvation of God.
在这里因信称义成为一个很重要的论点，在要想要得到救恩的人身上。
Because we have the Apostle Paul has to deal with certain kinds of people. One among them is the Jewish people who like to advocate justification by the deeds or works of the law.
在这里保罗所要面对的就是一些想要以自己行为称义的犹太人。
And Romans and the Galatians speak about
因信而称义，而不是因着自己的行为而称义。
But we have to ask about what is the true definition of faith.What is the right approach to faith so that we can be justified?
在这里我们所要了解的是什么是真正的信。
Yeah, people would have a vague idea, so vague that they could not really give you a very definitive or accurate definition of faith.
人对信仰这个字眼可能有很模糊的观念，所以不能够很清楚的了解。
If this persists, then we have to come back to.The teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the apostles.
如果是这样子的话，我们需要再回来看主耶稣和使徒的教训。
And of course, we know faith must be directed to God, to Jesus, and His gospel salvation.
在这里我们知道，信仰应该站在神所说的话为基础。
That your faith would generate in you a trust.A reliance on God, and also a clear vision about what the Lord's will is, and so on and so forth.
信是要站在对神的信心的基础上面。
Then your faith will become a practical faith. That means your faith must be put to practice.
然后这个信心就会自然产生行为出来。
So this is the idea about faith.
这是真正的信
心。It's a state of mind. It's a state of being convinced or being convicted that you need to do something for your own salvation for the pleasure of God.
我们要做一些神所吩咐的事，才能够得到救赎。
Then that means that We have to come back to the Bible teaching about the apostles.
然后在圣经上找一些使徒的教训。
Faith is not a vague, it's not just a state of a subjective supposition only. It should have some objective reality.
信仰不只是一个虚拟上的观点，而是一个事实上的东西。
好讲英文了吧？好讲中文，好讲。信仰不是一种空洞的抽象的名词，是一个真正上有神的话语为根据的实际的步骤。
Oh, okay. Faith is not just okay. We have to put faith in practice.
Let's deal with several important teachings from the Bible. First, let's read Galatians chapter 4.
请翻开加太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4, let's read how the words of Jesus' teaching about rebirth, I mean from water and from the Spirit, are very clearly laid out here in the chapter 4 of Galatians.
在加太书第四章讲到人要如何从水和圣灵。
Especially from verse 4 to verse 5, we could see how at the fulfillment of time Jesus was sent to the world so that he will deliver people from under the law.
在这里说到人要神要怎么把律法上的人律法下的人救赎出来。
Jesus was born into the time of the Old Testament, and he wanted to deliver people from the bondage of the law.
耶稣在旧约律法下所出生，他要把在律法下的人救赎出来。
Then he said that since he comes to the world for the purpose of saving us, in order that we can gain the sonship, and this refers to.Water baptism.
在这里说到他要来这个世界上，让我们有儿子的身份，就是要经由洗礼。
Notice that the word redemption, redeeming, refers the blood of Jesus Christ.
在这里我们要注意到救赎这个字眼，就是说到主耶稣的血。
The Lord Jesus Christ is going to redeem you out of the bondage of sin, out of the domain of darkness, and he will pay off your debt of sins.
耶稣基督要把你从罪和
黑暗的权势
黑暗的权势中救赎出来，用他自己的血。
And this is very important because he comes to the world to be the ransom for many. 做多人的赎价。
因为他到世上做多人的赎价。
Then that by his shedding his blood, our sin could be remitted upon if we accept his water baptism.
借着他的血，人可以从罪下赎出来。
Let's read the Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 7.
看以弗所书第一章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 7.
以弗所书第一章第五到第七节。
The Lord has that destined that we can become the children of God through His atoning blood.
在这里说到，我们能够因着他救赎的血，成为神的儿子。
Verse 5 it states.
第五节这里说到。
In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His children.Through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will, verse 6. To the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves, verse 7. In Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavishes upon us with all wisdom and understanding. The grace of God is given to us throughthe cross upon Jesus was nailed.
神的恩典是藉由他钉十字架 而完成的。
And the way to access, to have access to this salvation is that we accept the redeeming blood of Jesus for atonement of sins.
要能够接受他的血而洗去我们的罪，就是要经由洗礼。
And then through this way, sins are forgiven, and then also we have received the sonship, the children of God.
经由洗礼，我们就能够成为神的儿子。
Then this is exactly parallel to what we just read in Galatians chapter 4:4-5.
这里呼应加拉太书第三章五到。
Chapter 4:4-5 we just read.
第四章第四节第五节。
We receive the redeeming love of God. We are called the children of God because we have the blood of Jesus Christ.
在接受神的血洗礼以后，我们就成为神的儿子。
Then Galatians chapter 4:6-7.
请翻开加拉太书第四章第六节到第七节。
Now that you are children, God will send His the Spirit of His Son to be with you, so that you will call Abba, Father. Verse 7.
第七节。
So that you from now on you are no longer a slave, but you are a child of God. Now that you are children, one of the children of God, then you will become the inheritance, become the heir to the heavenly kingdom. Verse 6-7 deal with how the Holy Spirit comes to one member, so that this person not only have the sonship but also have the right to inherit the spiritual inheritance in the kingdom of God.
在这里说到圣灵要怎么进入人里面人的心里面而让这个人成为他的儿子。
In the teaching of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 4.
在保罗的教训里面，在罗马书第四章。
Especially the teaching about the rebirth of all righteousness of God.
特别讲到。要重生的问题。
He has not often skipped what the Lord says, water baptism and receiving our Holy Spirit.
他特别说到要经过洗礼，而且还有圣灵的洗礼。
Therefore, in chapter 5, we could see, Romans chapter 5, Jesus came to the world to die for us.
从罗马书第五章这里说到，耶稣要来到世上，然后为了人而死去。
To reconcile God and people into one, because sin has been removed and the divine wrath has been revoked.
要在人跟神中间做调节者。
And this kind of reconciliation has made us the sonship possible.
借着耶稣，人可以跟神和好，而且成为神的儿子。
And then in chapter 6.He talks of the need to get baptized as a way to die and to be buried and to resurrect in the likeness of Jesus Christ.
在第六章说到为什么需要受洗归入基督跟他同死同复活。
This is important because this refers to the way to salvation.In compliance with the teaching of Jesus for water baptism, then we need to be baptized into the death and burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
借着洗礼，要与基督一同埋葬，
同死同埋葬，
要同死同埋葬同复活。
Then chapter 7 is a reality, everyday reality for even Christians. Chapter 7.
然后在第七章说到每天所要面对的问题。
A Christian will face the challenge of the contention between the law of the flesh and that of the spirit.
所有基督徒都要面对灵的律法跟肉体的律法中间的交战。属灵的律跟属肉律的交战。
What people without the spiritual power, spiritual guidance, would easily fall to the fleshly inclination, which is not to the pleasures of God.
啊，如果没有借着圣灵的引导的话，人就会很容易的啊顺从肉体的律。
And therefore, we have to determine to serve the Lord, to repent if what is evil. At the same time, we ought to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we can win a winning battle.
所以人必须要下决心，要顺从圣灵，然后才可以战胜肉体的律。
Therefore, in chapter 8, Jesus talk, the Apostle Paul talks about the Holy Spirit or being spiritual.
在第八章说到啊，要如何顺从圣灵。
Then if one becomes spiritual, then he will be like Jesus, and he will bear the spiritual fruit.
当一个人能够属灵以后，就能够像耶稣一样啊，结出属灵的果子。
Then with this kind of the two poles of teaching, water baptism and the Holy Spirit, the apostles did what the Lord Jesus has commanded in their preaching of the gospel.
使徒们啊。遵照主耶稣所说的来啊，让信徒受洗礼和圣灵的洗礼。
This is the reason why the apostles, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they preach this kind of our ways or words of repentance and remission of sins.
啊，所以啊，使徒们就传讲啊
悔改
跟洗礼赦罪的道理。
好 ，Now let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
翻开《使徒行传》第二章。
We know this is a very eventful incident in which, for many centuries, the Holy Spirit for the first time came to the disciples.
在第二章是第一次啊，圣灵降在众使徒身上。
Because the Lord has commanded that they wait upon the Holy Spirit in the holy city until they are clothed with power.Which come from above.
因为主耶稣有吩咐他们要留在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
And they pray zealously for the coming of the promised Holy Spirit in chapter 1.
然后在第一节吩咐他们要为了圣灵降临的祷告。
Then chapter 2, the Holy Spirit did come.
在第二章圣灵真的降临了。
And this coming of the Holy Spirit actually is a fulfillment of a long-standing prophecies and the promises given in the Old Testament.
在第二章圣灵的降临应验了所有在旧约里面所说的预言。
Concerning the Holy Spirit, Isaiah, Zechariah, Jeremiah, and Joel, they all talked about the eschatological downfall of the Holy Spirit.
以赛亚书、约珥书和其他书卷中关于圣灵的预言。
And the Apostle Peter stood up and testified that you might mock at the appearance of our receipt of the Holy Spirit, and yet this is God's gift, God's wonderful gift.
彼得在这里说到这是神很神的礼物。
神的赏赐。
圣灵是神的赏赐。
The message is clear.That you Jews ought to recognize Jesus, the Nazarene Jesus, as the salvation, as the way of salvation.
在这里很明显的信息就是，所有的犹太人要相信耶稣是弥赛亚。
You have wrongly nailed Jesus on the cross.
犹太人将主耶稣钉十字架。
And yet this Lord has been risen, has come.Alive from the dead.
可是主耶稣已经从死里复活。
Now he is exalted into the glory of the heavenly Father.
他已经被提升到主到神的身边的荣耀。
Then upon his ascension to heaven, he gave the promised Holy Spirit, which you are now seeing and hearing.
当他在升天的时候，他应许圣灵的圣灵，就是我们现在能够体验到的圣灵。
So what you see, what you hear, the speaking tongue, the movement of the Holy Spirit, it should attest to the fact that the Holy Spirit has come as promised by the Heavenly Father and Jesus Himself.
所以现在我们受圣灵就能够
看到神主耶稣的应许成全
了，就是主耶稣应许的成全。
Then verse 37, let's read.
第27节。
Chapter 2, verse 37.
第27节。
Reacting against the preaching of the apostolic message, the Jews around the apostles feel they pricked in their hearts, I mean their conscience pricked. 我说中文。所以犹太人听到彼得的使徒见证以后，觉得内心很痛苦，他们良心受谴责。
After this man hear the gospel, they are very touched in their heart.
他们问了一个问题，弟兄们，我们怎么行才可以得救呢？
Their question is how should they, well, what should they do to be saved?
因为他们的确就是把一个他们的救主。 误定在十字架上头，当着罪犯来处理了。
Because in fact they did crucify Jesus as a criminal.
但最重要就是他们要寻求解脱的方法。Now
what really important that they want to find a way of salvation.
让神来拯救他们。So
that they can be saved by God.
那么彼得就毫不含糊地就照着主耶稣的吩咐，他说你们要悔改。
Therefore, Peter says here that you have to follow the way of Jesus.
你们要奉耶稣基督的名受洗，你们要接受圣灵，应许的圣灵，to be baptized
under His name and receive Holy Spirit.
所以难怪使徒们以后他们需要到撒玛利亚城去看那些受洗的门徒，为什么没有受圣灵？因为主受洗还没受圣灵是很重要的事情。This
is why later on the Apostles, they have to go to the church to see if they receive Holy Spirit.
In Acts chapter 8. Here,
because people in the city of Samaria, they are already baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们看，请看一下八章的，使徒行传八章十二节。
Let's refer to Acts chapter
8.
After they believe in Philip, they are baptized.
那么14节，使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚听受了神的道理，就打发彼得跟约翰往他们那里去。
After the apostles in Jerusalem heard that the Samaritans accept the way of Lord, they sent Peter and John to them.
那他们两个到那里为他们祷告，为目的要叫他们帮助他们得圣灵。When
they arrived, they pray for them that Spirit will come upon them.
那因为圣灵还没有降在他们身上，because
Holy Spirit has not yet come upon them.
只奉耶稣的名受洗而已。
They were only baptized by the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
借着使徒们的按手加力帮助，那他们就受了圣灵。
When apostles lay hands on them, they received Holy Spirit.
所以说，这不是静态的一个存在，不是说我心里感觉有圣灵，那别人不要猜，也不要说。但是呢，我们可以看到彼得、约翰可以感觉出来他们有圣灵。From
here we can say the third person can see that. Whether or not you have Holy Spirit.
因为连那个贪财的西门都想买，他们看到圣灵降临，他看到圣灵降临，想买那个权柄，让人家也可以这样的得到圣灵，得到这种从上头来的神的恩赐。From
verse 18 we can see this greedy Simon, he want to get the power of giving Holy Spirit.
使徒行传四章我们刚才所念的哥尼流，他也是得圣灵，他们也是得圣灵。In
Acts chapter 4 the
Chapter 10.
They also received Holy Spirit.
Because 内在或者是接受圣灵洗的那个象征呢？
Here the apostle observed that these believers receive Holy Spirit.
所以他们也要受洗。
Therefore, they want to be baptized.
刚才使徒行传八章是先受洗，没有得圣灵，使徒去帮助他们得圣灵，连一个第三者西美看到圣灵降临。
In chapter 8, the case is these people have Holy Spirit. Oh no, they were baptized first, and then received Holy Spirit.
那么在使徒行传十章，这个是神先让他们知道神悦纳他们，给他们圣灵，那他们以后又一定要受洗，来赦去他们的罪。
And the case in chapter 10 is they have received the Holy Spirit, and then they were baptized.
使徒行传常常给我们讲，就说很清楚，这圣灵是一种可以看见、可以听见的。就旁边的人这个知道说这是神正在浇灌圣灵受圣灵的洗。
From chapter 10, we can see that the third person can notice when one has Holy Spirit.
我们看使徒行传十一章。
It's referred to Acts chapter 11.
把彼得回到耶路撒冷就见证圣灵的工作给其他的使徒长老们听。
When Peter returned to Jerusalem, he testified the how the Gentile received Holy Spirit.
那他就从第二节一直开始讲论神的带领的过程。
From verse 2, he started to say to them how Lord gave them Holy Spirit.
那么我们看，我们请看十四节。
It's referred to verse 14.
他有话告诉你，这是那个哥林流的仆人们说的话。就说主耶稣对哥林流这么说：彼得有话告诉你，可以叫你跟你全家得救。彼得有话要告诉你，有使徒的信息要告诉你，你跟你全家可以得救。
Here, the message from God to Cornelius says, Peter has something to tell you that so that you can be saved.
那十五节，那彼得就说：“我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上。”那彼得看得到的。
And verse 15, he says, "As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit come upon them."
啊，就好像当初啊，我们在五旬节领受圣灵的情形一样。
It's just like in the Pentecost, when they receive Holy Spirit.
那所以他就想起主耶稣说的话。
Then this remind him of what Lord says.
约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。
John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized by Holy Spirit.
那么彼得就对使徒们呢，在耶路撒冷使徒说：神既然给他们恩赐，像我们信主耶稣基督的时候一样，我是谁能阻挡众人呢？
Here Peter says, Lord, give them gift of Holy Spirit. How can I stop them from baptized?
那我们就可以看到一个很肯定的信息，连这些就是犹太人的使徒们就要承认说，神的确也让他们外邦人得到圣灵，也要按照主的吩咐来受洗来赦罪。
Here we can see the message that the Gentiles were baptized under Holy Spirit, and they will receive the forgiveness of sin.
那么这个圣灵问题就变成，就是说当时初代教会一个普遍的现象。
And the problem concerning Holy Spirit is emerging in the early church.
比如说，你愿意听到真理的道，得救的福音，你愿意接受受洗，愿意追求，神一定给你圣灵。
If you hear the truth and you have the heart to pursue the truth, you will get Holy Spirit.
因此呢，保罗所说的因信称义，他就特别提到，因着信，就因着主耶稣，因着信主耶稣，人可以接受主耶稣宝血，得到赦罪，就被神看为没有罪了，被神称为好的了。
The message is through the the baptized one can become just and God will consider us as just.
好，我们来看罗马书三章做最后的一个结论。
Turn to Romans chapter 3.
三章二十一节。
Our conclusion. Chapter 3, verse 21.
我们看二十二节开始。
Let's start with 22.
神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并不会有什么区别。二三节。
23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白称义。我们知道这是因信称义最重要的一个根据。再看二十五节。
25.
神设立耶稣为挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，就是能够显明出神的义。好，这里有两个因素，我们人的信要有主耶稣的保险。
Here says, if one believe in Lord, have to use the blood of Christ.
就说你相信，一定要借着主耶稣宝血来除掉你罪，那就神的义，神认为对的，神的旨意是这样子的，那才可以显明出来。
As one accept God.He have to be baptized under the blood.
So, 因信称义那个信字有包括这个信行、信德、信从，一个特定的目标、特定的方法。
Therefore, this word, faith has its own way.
因为主耶稣说过，你们要出去受施洗，使万人做我的门徒。
Because Jesus said, you have to go and make people my disciples.
那你们要让他们，让他们要得圣灵。
And they will receive Holy Spirit.
可是很重要，就得圣礼浇灌以后，要让圣灵充满，要追求属灵的果子，要活出基督的样式来。
After they receive Holy Spirit, they have to pursue to be spiritual and bear fruit.
因为成称义就在。主耶稣名下受洗的时候可以得到，但成圣是整个灵修，以致最后得到得救那个功夫。
When one is baptized, he is become just under God's eye, but he still have to pursue to be spiritual.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们。我们今天下午所查考的，就表示说，主耶稣宝血除掉我们罪，我们人要相信耶稣是救主，我们要接受他的宝血洗礼。
The message is, when one believes in Him, we have to accept His baptism.
还要求圣灵充满。
And the fullness of Holy Spirit.
我们不但要求圣灵的浇灌，还要求内住的圣灵充满。
Not only the receiving of Holy Spirit, but also the fullness of Holy Spirit.
因为你可以用灵眼跟神灵交，你的灵里头在神面前，你可以好像滔滔的江河一样的。
After have fullness of Holy Spirit, you can communicate fully with God.
好，我们唱诗207首。
Let's sing hymn 207.